Hello.
Hello, my name is Cairo. It's on your call for customer support. How can I help you today?
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Yes, my name is Cairo. It's on your call for customer support. How can I help you today?
Yeah, is this I got a charge on my credit card from you guys. This is Best Gadget Selection.
Well, we are a call center that represents 100 different vendors, but I can check and see why you're charged on today.
Yeah, I got two charges.
What's your zip code, please?
75033.
What's your first and last name?
Last name is Sandhu, Sandhu. First name is Ragbir, Raghbir.
I'm sorry, sir. What date was the charge made on?
On the statement, it says December 29th for $5.74, and then I have one on January 3rd of this year for $67.32.
Could it possibly be on another phone number, sir?
It's possible. I don't know what phone number you have. I don't even recognize this thing.
The number you called today, sir, I searched that number, is 817-909-1747.
I know. That's my cell phone. When you said, "Do I have another number?" I don't know what number you guys use on your whatever this. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm at a loss to give you any information. Because I don't know. This is my number. So, but somehow you're charging my credit card. So I need to figure out why. So what else can I give you that would help you to figure it out?
We can search by someone else's name in the household.
Well, try the same last name. Everybody in the house has the same last name.
Okay.
I can spell it for you again if you'd like.
Yes, sir, please.
Sure. S as in Sam, A as in Apple, N as in November, D as in Delta, H as in Hotel, U as in Umbrella.
Okay. Thank you for that.
No worries.
One moment. You just read that first name, R-A-G.
My first name is R-A-G-H-B-I-R. That's whose credit card you were charging.
Okay. For security purposes, sir, can you verify your shipping address, please?
I don't know what you have.
We have Texas.
Well, I get that. Do you have Frisco or do you have Little Elm? I have multiple houses.
Frisco, sir.
Which one? Frisco, 3611 Hickory Drive Lane, Frisco, Texas, 75033. Is that what you have?
Yes, sir.
What's the first name you have?
I'm sorry?
What's the first name you have on the account?
Raghbir.
My name?
Yes, sir. Okay.
What exactly is this? What was shipped? Because I don't remember getting anything.
Give me one moment while my system is loading.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I can actually give you another number that I think.
I have the account pulled up, sir. I just wait for my system to load.
No, that's fine. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. All Okay, I see here back on December 29th, you paid $5.74 shipping and handling for a technical bag.
For what, sorry?
A technical bag.
A technical bag?
A technical book bag, sir.
A book bag?
Correct.
Okay, I have no idea why I would do that. Okay, what's the $67 for?
Yes, sir. With that technical book bag, it was a free welcome gift to join to the 5-3 Direct Savings Store membership. Also, being a member, you will receive a $199 e-gift card through your email to purchase an online gadget store.
Okay, but I never authorized any of this. I don't even know what benefit store this is.
The online gadget store, you don't call during a survey to pick a free item and just pay shipping and handling for the product.
Yeah, no, I think this is fraud.
Okay.
So I've got two more charges, and that one comes under electronic smart something. They're listed out of Arizona. They're on the same date, December 29th.
For how much,
sir? $3.99, and then I have another one from Electronics Mega, $4.99.
Yes, sir. The $3.97 is for the warranty, and the $4.99 is for the product express shipping, basic fast shipping. But you're stating the charges are fraud. We do take fraud very seriously in our company. Whoever finds the charges, sir, will be prosecuted in a court of law and also jail time. Also, give me one more while I get the fraud team on the line, please.
That's fine. I can call my bank and have this. That's not a problem. So, uh-huh. Did you ship what was it again? A book bag?
A technical book bag, sir.
And you, okay, and then the $3.99 was for warranty coverage?
Correct.
And the $4.99 was shipping?
Express shipping, correct.
And then the $5.74 was what?
Shipping and handling for the technical bag.
So you charged twice for shipping?
Yeah. Well, whoever orders, sir, they ask for express shipping to be shipped to you in 1 to 2 business days. That's what I'm stating.
I see what you're saying. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the $67.32 is for the bag itself.
No, the $67.32 is for the membership fee. But you're stating it's fraud, sir. Give me one more while I get the fraud team in line.
Hold on,
please.
Hold on. Will you quit rushing?
I'm not rushing, sir.
What is the membership, or do I get an email? Do you have an email address on the account that this would have gone? Because you said something about an email earlier.
Yes, sir. The email is raghbir.s.s.sandhu@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that is, but that's not even mine. The $67.32, is that a one-time or is that a reoccurring?
Monthly.
Wow. You'll need to cancel that, first of all, so it doesn't reoccur. Okay? Let me know when you're done with that, and then if I need a confirmation number for you for that.
Yes, sir, you have been canceled, sir, but you're also stating the charge is fraud. I'm still going to transfer you to the fraud team.
Go ahead.
Okay, one moment, please, sir. Hello, sir?
Yep.
Yes, sir. I have got the fraud team on the line, sir. I know you said you want a confirmation number to basically state you have been canceled. I have that provided to you, sir.
You what, sorry?
I have that for you to write down, sir.
Go ahead, please.
C as in Charlie, 263.
Sorry, C as in Charlie, 263?
Yes, 669.
Sorry, 6? Did you say 669?
Yes, sir. 841.
Uh-huh. 841. Okay.
Yes, sir. Now I'm transferring to the fraud team, sir. I want to thank you so much for calling. Well, you have a great day.
You too. Mm-hmm.